This is a recording of a live interview on the Safe and Well show with Mark Norman on Radio St Austell Bay, Community Radio, RSAB 105.6 FM or rsab.org on the internet. The Listen Again facility is available for 7 days after the show is broadcast, and the Safe and Well show goes out every Friday between 1 and 4 PM.
On 105.6 FM, Mark Norman. Mark Norman. RSAB.
Welcome back. We've been talking to Kevin Simpson from Outlook Southwest about depression and the service. And now we're going to have a bit more of a chat about some of the things that you can do. If you are feeling a bit low in mood and you're feeling depressed and you've been to your doctor and he's referred you on, there's all sorts of things happening and some new exciting courses and stuff. So, Kevin, what's happening now?
Okay, well, we're still continuing to provide what we've always provided.
Absolutely.
Over the last five years, which is psychological therapy, which is on a one-to-one basis for people who have depression. We've also recently as well been starting to explore a group, like a class that we run for people who've got depression. And it's a class that runs over 3 weeks. It's called Doing Better. And so far, we're really pleased by the outcome of this. And what it means is that people who do have low mood, who they're offered that as an option. And if they want to come along to it, great. If they still need some help at the end of it, then we can line them up with a therapist as per usual. What we're finding is about half of the people going through that 3 week course are actually saying, that's enough for me. I don't need anything else. That provided everything I needed. And it is a course. It's a bit like a class situation. So when you come along, we're not asking people to talk about their problems.
Okay.
It's very much about teaching people what is depression, how does it work. You know, what keeps it going is a really key thing. You know, what keeps people stuck in depression? And then we look at some solutions. We've scoured a lot of the research from a lot of the different therapies that are going on out there, and we're trying to find the best bits. And we're trying to give people some ideas about what they can do in a very practical way to try and help things move forward. And our experience so far is that people are coming along and actually leaving each session really quite fired up and lifted. That's what everybody's saying. It's making me smile, which is great when you say that we're working with people that are really struggling with their mood. So far, it's going very well.
Okay, so do you have to be referred to the service to be offered this as a course, or can people that aren't referred join
in? Okay, well, we've not changed anything about the way people come in at the moment. So it's still, if you go to your doctor, you get referred in, or if you ring the number I gave you earlier, which is, it's 01208.
Yep.
871
905.
Now, you can actually say, I would like to see somebody, or you could say, I'm interested in this course that I've heard about, and they will tell you about it. It runs every 3 weeks, and it's three sessions that are about 2.5 hours long. As I say, where we cover all of the issues to do with depression. So you could ring up and we'll have a conversation with you, and that can be one of the things that you could be offered, and it's up to you whether you want to do that or not. And there we go. It's proving to be really helpful, I think, to people, particularly when we talk about some of the issues of depression. What we're looking at is when people get depressed, it's a bit like a ground where there are lots of areas of quicksand. They're sort of like traps that can actually keep you depressed. And what we know is that when people get depressed, for example, they often stop doing things because
right.
They don't feel like doing it. They're not very motivated. So one of the areas that we look at are actually helping people to get moving again. It's a bit like a catch-22 in depression, because we know that when people are depressed, they don't do very much. But if they do start doing more, they'll get less depressed. So
sure.
How do we break into that vicious cycle? That's one of the things that we look at in some detail. Another area that we look at, which is like a trap, is that people who are depressed tend to brood a lot. We call it rumination in our jargon.
Okay.
And what that means is that they start thinking about how to get out of being depressed. And their thoughts go round and round and round and round, and they're not getting anywhere. And all that they're thinking about for long periods of time is, you know, what's wrong with me? Why am I depressed? When am I going to get better? And there are no answers to those questions. And at the end of the day, they just feel more depressed. It's like a trap. So what we also talk about in the course is how to get over, how to sort of overcome rumination. So we pick on a few key themes like that about becoming active. We look at how to break free of rumination. We look at how to sort of try to deal with negative thinking. That's we all think negatively from time to time, but when people are depressed, that it goes around even more so. We also look at things like our diet. We look at how to increase the chances that you're going to get a good night's sleep. We look at the importance of light. We look at activity levels. We also look at what people can do to increase their social contacts. And we also have part of the course that's around helping people to be more assertive. Because what we know is that when people get to be more assertive, then they can get to be more confident about themselves and they feel better about themselves. I think what happens with the group is there's two things going on. First of all, people are learning something that they take away with them and they put it into practice when they're out there. And secondly, they come along to a group, which is often a bit scary when they first come. But by the end of the first session, they feel, OK, I'm OK, really. And these other people have the same issues.
Sure.
And actually seeing other people go through that process and going through that seems to lift people up as well. And it's almost like it's giving them this extra oomph to move them forward. And as I said before, when we get to the end of the course, about half of the people are saying, that was all I needed. I don't need anything else. And the other half are saying, I'd still like some help. Can you arrange for me to see a therapist? And we try and fast track them to see a therapist after that.
Okay, so would it be fair to say that a lot of the symptoms are made worse by the fear of not knowing what's going on?
I certainly think when people don't know what's happening, and the very nature of depression is that you can actually just... it's a bit like when we have flu or when we got some physical illness. What we tend to do is withdraw and pull the duvet over us and we sort of hide away. And often when people are depressed, it's exactly the same thing. It's almost like the body's trying to recover. So they put the duvet over, they withdraw from the world, and they don't really know what's happening other than the fact that they feel really horrible and that they're thinking that there's going to be no end to this. So they feel quite despondent and hopeless. So what the course is doing is trying to give people some practical suggestions of things that they might do gradually. You know, it's no good for us to say to people, get out there and run a marathon. Mm. We will actually be saying, no, it starts one step at a time. Let's plan how we can make those early steps. So it's trying to put the right pointers in place for people.
All right, that sounds really interesting. So thank you very much indeed, Kevin. Yes, if you want to contact Outlook Southwest, the telephone number is 01208 871 905. We'll give that number out again later on. Kevin, thank you very much indeed. I know you're very busy. It's much appreciated.
You're welcome. Right. Okay, it's been good to talk.
Thanks again, Kevin, for coming in. Kevin Simpson from Outlook Southwest, who came in and gave us the insight into the condition that is known as depression, and also some courses that they're running to try and help people that are suffering from that particular condition. Sound very positive. Lots of positive things. So please, if you are feeling low in mood and you think you're a bit of a waste of time and you're going to waste your doctor's time, don't think that at all. You won't be wasting anyone's time. You can always give Outlook Southwest a ring, 01208 871 905. That's 01208 871 905, and they will put you on the waiting list. Now, it's not long. At most it's 28 days, so the longer you put it off, the longer you'll have to wait. So get yourselves along, and if you do perk up in the meantime, ring up and cancel your appointment. Job done, really. Always worth making sure that you are well on your way to being well.
Thank you very much.
Nice one. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Mark. Bye.
This is a recording of a live interview on the Safe and Well Show with Mark Norman on Radio St Austell Bay, Community Radio, RSAB 105.6 FM, or rsab.org on the internet. The Listen Again facility is available for 7 days after the show is broadcast, and the Safe and Well Show goes out every Friday between 1 and 4 p.m.